What do they call that?
The fireplace, I guess. That's all I mm-hmm. belongs to the fireplace, see.
Do you ever heard it called a hearth or hood?
Hearth, that's right. Beg your pardon.
Uh-huh.
A hearth, yeah, that's it.
What about the thing up above that you can...
Mantelpiece.
Uh-huh.
Mantelpiece.
And the things that you can, you have in the fireplace to lay the wood on.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I can say.
Do you ever hear it called andirons or fire irons or fire dogs? Dog irons?
I expect that's what they call them. I never did. We never did have any seed on them. That's the name of them, all right. I know.
What have you heard them called?
Yes, I've heard them called that. What you just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Fire dogs.
Say if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it with?
Well, we used to use pine to start with, and we always burnt mesquite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't, because we didn't have anybody. We used to burn mesquite wood in our cook stove. We didn't have no gas them days. Mesquite wood.
Uh-huh. What do you call the little pieces of wood that you start the fire with?
Kindling.
Uh-huh.
Kindling.
What is kindling? Is that
it's any? Just pine cut up, just mm-hmm. a piece of pine cut up and split up pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Kindling.
And going back to the fireplace for a minute, sometimes people would take a big piece of wood and they set that toward the back of the fireplace.
And that's what they call banking.
Uh-huh.
They'd bank it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get it to big log and it would be burning, you know, and then at night when they go to bed, they'd bank it with ashes,
mm-hmm.
put ashes over it,
mm-hmm.
and then in the morning when you get up, scrape them ashes off and let a little breeze get to it, and you'd have your fire lit, see.
What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Mm-hmm.
They call it soot.
And talking about things that you have in a house, the thing that I'm sitting in, you'd call a...
This
uh-huh.
Well, I don't think we even call them chairs. They call them lazy chairs, lazy man's chair now, I think.
Uh-huh. What about that thing there that several people can sit on?
Davenport.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that?
Settee.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call them settee.
What about sofa?
Sofa, yeah.
Is that the same thing?
The same thing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sofa, settee, couch.
All those are the same?
Mm-hmm.
And something on a little room off the bedroom where you can hang your clothes.
Closet.
Uh-huh.
That's all we ever call it, closet.
What else besides a closet can you use for putting your clothes in?
I don't.
What about something with drawers?
Oh, dresser drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the dressers all have drawers in them.
Mm-hmm.
And in olden days, you used to have what they call a washstand. It had drawers in them too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what they call a chest of drawers.
How's that different from the dresser?
Well, the dresser has a mirror on it and the chest of drawers don't, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Just square flat topic, but...
Mm-hmm. What about something that you can hang your clothes in? It's got drawers and also has a place for hanging your clothes.
Yeah. Clothes rack.
Mm-hmm.
Rack. They call it a clothes rack to hang your clothes up.
Mm-hmm.